This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Allahumma lak alhamd. This is dua number 27, a dua from the Sunnah collected by Al-Imam Ibn Majah. Rahmatullahi alayhi. It's from the statement of Aisha radiallahu anha. The hadith is regarded as sahih. Now you'll find the text of this dua in the description of this YouTube video, inshaAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علمها هذا الدعاء, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم dictated and taught to her this particular دعاء. Now there's other narrations about this particular دعاء with slightly different wordings from other Sahaba, where a person came and asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I wish to invoke God for the things that you invoke, but I don't know everything that you've asked for. I don't know what good to ask for and what bad to ask Allah to protect me from. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught him this دعاء as he also taught it to his wife. So this shows you that this دعاء is like a prescribed medicine by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah to make this Ramadan a month of healing and therapy and reunion with those who have been cut off and distant from. Allahumma ameen. The dua begins where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam acknowledges the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we begin by saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayr kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. The first sentence of the hadith is of the dua is, O Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayr. O Allah, I ask you for all the good. Kullihi, all of it. Ajilihi wa ajili. The good, O Allah, that is in this world and that which is set in store for the next life. Ajilihi, which is near to me, that I can acquire in this life. Wa ajilihi, after my ajal, after my time on this earth has come to an end. O Allah, let there be khayr for me. مَا عَلِمْتُ مِنْهُ وَمَا لَمْ أَعْلَمْ. What I know of and what I don't know of. SubhanAllah, what a profound statement and dua of the Prophet ﷺ. There are some things that are khayr for us that we can't immediately see. We don't see that there is good in that illness. We don't see that there is good perhaps in that divorce. We don't see that there is good in not being accepted to that school or retaining that job or promotion. And therefore the Prophet ﷺ says, O Allah, open my heart, open my eyes to see the good. مَا عَلِمْتُ مِنْهُ وَمَا لَمْ أَعْلَمْ. What I can recognize and understand, what I can perceive and what I don't. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الشَّرِّ كُلِّهِ عَاجِلِهِ وَآجِلِهِ مَا عَلِمْتُ مِنْهُ وَمَا لَمْ أَعْلَمْ. The other side, of course, is as you always ask for good, you ask Allah to protect you from evil. So the Prophet then says, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ. O Allah, I ask protection in you. When you say أَعُوذُ, when you say, I seek refuge with you, O Allah, I ask your protection, it acknowledges three things. One, that Allah is the only one to protect. That Allah is the only one who can assist you from harm once it's befallen and protect you from it from arriving. And number three, that you know that there is danger in the world and that you live your life with an acute sense of taqwa, awareness of your dealings with Allah. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الشَّرِّ. O Allah, protect me from the evil that I create within my life, that I bring upon through my sinfulness, my indiscretions, and the evil of others, the envy, the hatred, the anger, the wrath, the jealousy that others may have of me. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الشَّرِّ, from all types of evil. كُلِّهِ, all of that evil. عَاجِلِهِ وَآجِلِهِ, whether it is residing in this life, something that I can experience in this life, may Allah protect us, or that which is set in store for the next life. Oh Allah, change my ways so that I don't find wretchedness and hardship in the next life. مَا عَلِمْتُ مِنْهُ وَمَا لَمْ أَعْلَمْ, from that which I have recognized is a danger and is an evil, and that which is I'm oblivious as. May Allah protect us from being blindsided by sinfulness and evil and entering into our life. Then the Prophet ﷺ, the third sentence, اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك. O Allah, I ask you from the best of things that were asked of you by your Prophet and your Messenger Muhammad ﷺ. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka 'abduka wa nabiyyuk. O Allah, I ask you for the best of things that your Prophet and Messenger asked for. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma 'adha bihi 'abduka wa nabiyyuk. And I ask you, O Allah, to protect me from the things that your Prophet and your Messenger asked you to protect him from. O Allah, give us what the Prophet asked for and protect us from what the Prophet asked to be protected from. Allahumma ameen. The next part of the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Allahu Akbar. O Allah, I ask you for Jannah. وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَعَمَلٍ. And whatever means of words or actions that will draw me close to it. Oh Allah, I ask you for Jannah, but I recognize that I must invest myself in this life. So oh Allah, give me the words and the actions that I need to perform to bring me closer to you. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Oh Allah, bring me closer to Jannah with words and deeds. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. And oh Allah, I ask you to protect me from hellfire. Oh Allah, protect us from the hellfire. Oh Allah, protect us from its blaze and its torment, oh Allah. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَعَمَلٍ. And oh Allah, protect us from what brings us closer to it with words or deeds. May Allah protect us from those words and deeds that bring hellfire closer to us and bring us closer to it. Allahumma ameen. So look at the symmetry of the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Wa as'aluka, and oh Allah, the final part of the dua, wa as'aluka an taj'ala kulla qada'in qadaytuhu li khayra. Oh Allah, I beg of you, I ask of you to make every qada, every decision, every ordainment, every fated decision you've made for me in my future life, that you make it good for me. Allahumma ameen. Oh Allah, that marriage that I'm seeking. Oh Allah, that job that I'm applying for. Oh Allah, that position at the school that I wish to attain as a student. Oh Allah, that entrance exam that I'm about to write. Oh Allah, this driving test I'm going to make. Oh Allah, this investment I'm going to do. Oh Allah, whatever qada is coming into my future that has not yet been formulated, that has not yet come to pass, make it khayr for me. وَأَسْأَلُكَ أَن تَجْعَلَ كُلَّ قَضَاءٍ قَضَيْتُهُ لِخَيْرًا. وَأَسْأَلُكَ أَن تَجْعَلَ كُلَّ قَضَاءٍ قَضَيْتُهُ لِخَيْرًا. وَأَسْأَلُكَ أَن تَجْعَلَ كُلَّ قَضَاءٍ قَضَيْتُهُ لِخَيْرًا. اللهم آمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our qada, make his decree for us concerning us and our families always good. I repeat for you this blessed dua of the Prophet ﷺ in the final 10 days of the month of Ramadan. اللهم إني أسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم. وأعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم. اللهم إني أسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك، وأعوذ بك من كل ما عاذ به عبدك ونبيك. اللهم إني أسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، وأعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. وأسألك أن تجعل كل قضاء قضيته لي خيرا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best of qada in these blessed last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with happiness and contentment in this life and in the next life. May this Ramadan be a Ramadan of happiness and therapy for all of us. This is your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. This was dua number 27. May Allah end the month of Ramadan upon us with good and accept it from us. Allahumma taqabbal shahru Ramadana minna.